celebrating International Women's Day earlier on in the week. And in fact, talking about one such woman, we have got Kira Lawrence on the line, friend of the show, and talking about plenty of things as well this week. Kira, are you there?
I am. Hi, James.
Afternoon. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No worries. It's been a little while, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be back.
Fantastic. Well, it's lovely to have you. Lovely to have you, as always. Now, there's a couple of things we're going to talk to you about today. First of all, it's a very special weekend because it is Disabled Access Day.
Yes.
Now, you came on the show last year about this, so I seem to remember. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure, yes. So, yesterday and today and tomorrow is what is called the annual Disability Access Day weekend. And what it is it's all about people with a disability being able to go out into their communities, into big city centres right across the UK, right from Surrey up to Scotland. And basically, it's for them to go out, go and visit museums, go and visit theatres, go and visit cafes, go and visit banks, go and visit train stations, go and visit airports, and really make sure that venues are accessible to them.
Uh-huh.
So, like, a really good example is this year, Gatwick Airport are running an event at the airport where people with a disability can go along and they can learn about how the airport is accessible for people with a disability.
Fantastic.
Banks are also running events and workshops. Theatres are running events. So train stations are running events, theatres, attractions, banks, cafes. So it's all about people with a disability getting out and being able to equally access venues like anybody else with the right support. And I think that's really amazing.
It is such an important campaign, really, such an important idea. And obviously for you, you are a fantastic campaigner for MNCAP, and you do a lot of work around these sorts of things. What do you think makes this such an important thing for people who need it?
I think it's really important for people who need it because people with a disability have the right to go out and access communities like anybody else, but with the right support. And buildings, venues, websites, they're not always accessible to people with a learning disability like me. And it's harder to learn new things and it's harder to go out. But if venues were more accessible and put plans in place right from the beginning, more people with a disability could go out into places like museums, like theatre, and enjoy things like anybody else.
Yeah.
But the attitude is, oh, well, people with a disability don't count. But actually, that's not right. That's not the right attitude.
Not at all. Not at all.
So this weekend, loads of people with a disability are going right out across the UK, visiting attractions like museums, theatres, cafes, and saying to people, actually, involve us, include us, make us part of your world. And that's what the point of it is.
Mm. And it is such a fantastic way to do it, to raise the awareness, to get involved. And in fact, they've been very active today on Twitter. I was tweeting them all earlier on.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant to see people, you know, sort of including everyone and trying to pull together at the moment, particularly in the whole world, really.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of divides everywhere. So pulling people together, it's very, very important.
Yeah.
Very much so. I'm also going to mention as well, because we're very proud of you for this. Now, there's a book that came out recently called For the Love of London, which, can I say, first of all, is a great title. And I seem to know somebody who was in the book.
Yes. yes. So I'm in it. And how it happened was one of my very, very lovely colleagues at MNCAP, he came to me and he said, my friend is going to be the author of this book.
Ah.
And it's all about people within London who work in London, who live in London, who know London, talking really about why they like London and, you know, what bits of London they like and why they like them. And so I said, well, I'm a huge fan of West End theatre shows. I grew up on Andrew Lloyd Webber shows. I saw them as a kid.
Mm.
And so maybe I could talk about not only having a learning disability and my experiences, but also talk about my love of West End theatre.
Amazing.
So then my friend from work went back and talked to his friend, the author. Then we met for lunch in December and he took me out to lunch to a very nice restaurant.
Important,
and kind
important.
Of chatted me up about the book.
Lovely.
And then I said, so who else is in it? And he reeled off all these kind of people who he wanted to get in the book. And one of them was Stephen Fry.
Wow.
Yeah. And so then I said, what, you're trying to get Stephen Fry on board? And he was like, yeah. And so then I said, well, I'd love to do it. You know, if I could be in a book alongside people like him, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I got interviewed for my feature, and I'm in the book alongside people like Stephen Fry. Dylan Jones, the editor of GQ magazine, has a feature.
Wow.
The comedian Dom Jolly has a feature.
Oh.
So lots of people right across different industries and careers are in it, and me.
And you. Well, yeah, of course you're in there. You deserve to be 100%.
And, you know, it just shows that actually people with a learning disability like me should be seen in the media.
Yes.
So last week I went to a very lovely launch party of the book.
Mm.
And met all the other people who are in the book, and they were all really, really lovely.
Aww.
And then on Thursday this week, the book actually came out, and it's in bookshops like Waterstones.
Uh-huh.
It's in Foyles. It's in WH Smith. You can order it on Amazon.co.uk. So you can go out to a really well-known bookshop and pick up a copy.
Mate, so this is what I love about having you on the show, is that was my next question. You've already got the sales bit done. I love it. I love it. So make sure you go and grab a copy. We'll put the link on our Twitter feed and Facebook page as well. But I will say very quickly, because we've got one more minute for you. We were talking off air a couple of weeks ago about another campaign that's been out at the moment on bus stops across the country.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that very quickly?
Yes. So here I am. So
yeah,
LinkUp last year launched a brilliant, brilliant campaign called Here I Am, which was all about seeing people with a learning disability doing things they love doing and being seen in the media and public eye.
Mm.
So part of it was we had Rankin, who's an amazing, amazing photographer. He took lots of photos in the shoot of people with a disability and learning disabilities. And so all these posters are splattered right across the UK on bus stops, everywhere. And it's amazing. It's really had amazing feedback. People have got in touch with Menkap saying how brilliant they are. And it just shows, actually, it's really started a debate around, actually, who are people with a learning disability and what they can do.
Mm.
So, it's been amazing.
It's gone really well. Because I spoke to you about it, because I've seen quite a few of them out on the bus stops and everything. I said how inspirational it is to see that out and about.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
It's brilliant. And there's three in Ashstead by me. There's three bus stops in Ashstead by where I live.
Uh-huh.
And they're on there. And it just reminds me every day now of why I do my job. That's really amazing. And I've had so many conversations with people at bus stops. It's hilarious. And it just proves that actually, if I can give someone a little bit of education about what a learning disability is, it makes my job done better.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it does. Fantastic. Well, Kira, it's wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you. As always,
we'll be in touch again soon, I'm sure. Yeah. But for now, can I just say well done. So, as always, we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
But you're doing a great job out there, and particularly with the book.
Thank you very much, yes. So go out and buy a copy after the show, please.
Can we get you on our sales team? Seriously. Can we get her on? Fantastic. Kira, lovely to speak to you.
And you. See you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
So that was Kira Lawrence. If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.